the one got address on Sunset Boulevard.
Hello?
Could we have Sergeant Glenn? I have Mr. Linden for him.
Yes, all right.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Mr. Lentz? Mr. Linden?
Yes?
This is Paul Glenn at the LBJ Ranch.
Yes.
The president asked me to call you, sir, and ask it, what if you could get one of those suits ready for a fitting before he leaves up here to the safe middle of the week here? Maybe tomorrow, the next day? Do you hear me, sir?
I have to revise my entire scheme because you see much that I didn't go good. How long did you clear?
He'll be here for another 3 or 4 days. He asked me to call you and said he's running short on clothing, and if he could get a fitting on one of them, he sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him, you know, the other day, which is the madhouse. I couldn't get him sent to.
Mm-hmm.
If I could meet him,
well, Mr. Linden, you know he's awfully busy now, sir.
Yeah, and I can't do the fitting with you.
Well, if you can get one up for a fitting, he'll sure be available for a fitting. Yeah, that's definite.
Well, but I can't do that like I was the other day.
All right, sir. But could you give us a call back when you could possibly come up then, sir?
Well, I haven't done any work on it.
I see, sir.
I will give you a ring tomorrow.
Yes?
I will give you a ring tomorrow.
Fine, sir. We sure would appreciate anything you can do for us.
And see what you can. You know, I have two new drawings Johnson has changed about. And it has to be new drawings entirely. These clothes are not representing him at all today.
Yes?
So you have to revise completely. I'd like to have a fitting on him. The proper manner, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do what is right for him.
Yes, sir?
Yes, I would like that very much.
Well, he's just wondering if the material he picked out, if you
well,
could...
Well, the material is a simple thing. You can take any material and make a suit out of it. It's not the material, it's the fitting.
Yes, sir?
It's the fitting, it's the making it through the clothes that look like him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just asked me to call you and wonder if you could get something...
Well, I'll call him tomorrow. I've been thinking about the drawing ever since I've seen him.
Yes, sir.
And I haven't, you know, that's like engineering.
I fully agree. In your profession, sir, you know what you're doing.
And I'm going to work on him very earnestly tomorrow morning. You know, some of the goods that I sold him, I had bought the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And, he wired for him yesterday to send him air.
Yes, sir.
And somehow or another, the number got mixed up with the telegraph, and that was about the time I left.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm 75 years old, and I've been under surgery every year that I can't do all what I want to do.
I fully understand, sir.
I just get my appendix, but the appendix picks up easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a limit. I have to limit my time.
Yes, sir. I agree with Erfurt.
But
if you could give us a call, then...
We got to dress him up so he looks like something. It's pitiful. Actually, it's pitiful to me.
Yes, sir. You would know that in your profession, sir. And we sure would appreciate it if you could give us a call when you could come up for this fitting, sir.
But you can tell him that I said I gotta have him to about by myself. Gotta talk to him a little bit. Because it's necessary for me to talk to him a little bit if he's gonna look like a president.
Yes, sir. All right, and thank you very much, Mr. Linden.
All right, and I'll call you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right.